Today is May 27th, 2023, and this is the Pulsa Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Pedro Pannacini death probe is not completed. Our investigation into the death of Pedro Pannacini is not yet complete, was the only word of T.A. Carnine, Hoquiam Chief of Police, and T.M. Quinn, Deputy Sheriff, yesterday concerning the affray on the bank of the Hoquiam River opposite the Hoquiam Lumber and Shingle Company Friday night, in which Pannacini came to his death during a fight involving Carl Kirch and M. Valvede. The latter is still being held pending the outcome of the investigation. Intimation that charges may be placed against one or both of the men who were with Pannacini followed the story by the neighbors that the Chilean and Valvede, a Spaniard, were enemies. The men's relations with Irene Kirch, 12-year-old daughter of Mr. Kirch and well-known to patrons of a route over which she delivered milk in Hoquiam, may be explained by letters said to have been found in Pannacini's cabin. Police declined to divulge the nature of the letters. Coroner Lawrence Hopkinson said last night that an inquest would be held only if the results of the police investigation justified it. Efforts to find the man who Friday night called the police department and said that he had seen a fight across the river in which a man had been shot, fallen into the river, and had been pulled out by the other two occupied much of the time of the police. The man refused to give his name. James McPherson, 1024 Washington Avenue, watchman at the Hoquiam Lumber and Shingle Company, was interviewed by police during the day, though Desk Sergeant Jackson said he was fairly sure McPherson was not the man after hearing his voice. Kirch, whose daughter Irene and Alice, 16 years old, were the cause of the fight, was still at liberty yesterday on his own recognizance. He showed the officers in detail the scene of the affray, all of which took place near the bank of the river, a distance from the city limits. In other news, Aberdeen calls bids June 12th on junior school. Call for bids on the Aberdeen Junior High School issued today by the school board following the awarding of $100,000 in bonds this morning. The bonds were sold to the state of Washington, which offered to charge 4.68% interest, considering an unusually cheap rate, and a tribute to the soundness of the school system financially. The bonds were awarded at a meeting of the school board in the county treasurer's office at Montesano. Seven other bids were being opened. The bond sale was authorized at a school election last December. Plans and specifications are all complete for the inspection of contractors, and it is expected to let the contract June 12th, date of opening the bids. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on May 27th, 1923. With spring well underway, there's no time like the present to visit your history museum before school is out and the summer tourists start to descend on coastal Washington. There's also no time like the present to get your chance to win a hot pepper red 2023 Ford Bronco Sport with the return of our red car raffle. The Polson is open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4, when we invite you to celebrate, explore, and experience Grace Harbor history. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.